Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美您。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
让我们继续打起精神，在这里来做学习。
So we can have continue have energy to hear to learn from you.
恳求您能够圣灵带领启发我们。
We ask you to guide us with your spirit to reveal to revelation us.
从我们很熟悉的历史故事里头，再让我们能够有新的一番的提醒。
So from this history that we understood, that it gave us new revelations.
求主耶稣让我们借着所学习的，让我们能够更加的来仰望您专注于您。
Through the teaching that we learn from you, that we can continue to long for you.
过去以色列人他们的软弱，不要再成为我们的软弱。
In the history, the Israelite weaknesses shall not be us the same weaknesses as we have today.
帮助我们，让我们不会为周遭所遭遇的事情而来打击我们的信心或者困扰我们的信仰。
So that what happened around us that will not to destroy our faith when we seek for you.
是给我们信心的眼睛。
So that you give us the eyes of faith.
让我们能够总是看到您就在我们的当中。
So that we can always see that you are among us.
让我们能够用信心的眼睛来看到您在我们生活当中一切的作为。
So through the eyes of faith that we can always see your miracles among us.
让我们能够有力量的来走完你要我们走的道路。
So that we can have the strength continue to walk in the journey of faith.
让我们能够丰丰富富的来进入将来永远的天国。
So that we can have abundant life that eventually we enter the kingdom of God.
所以求主耶稣您继续祝福我们的聚会。
So Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us and guide us for today's service.
我们这样子向您祷告，愿一切的荣耀都归给您。
And this way we pray, may all the glory be unto you.
哈利路亚，阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
摩西带领以色列人要进入迦南地。
Moses led the Israelite to go into the land of Canaan.
那是神在亚伯拉罕的时代就已经预言应许的事情。
At the time of Abraham, this is the promise that God has promised to Israelite.
他们正往迦南地的方向在前进。
They are on the way to the land of Canaan.
在这路程当中，他们没有耕种，没有收成。
The journey of going to the land of Canaan, they do not plant any crops or harvest.
虽然他们出埃及的时候带了很多的食物出来。
Although when they came out of Egypt, they have brought many food with them.
但是在什么能够带也不足以让他们整个路程来吃。
So no matter how many food they have brought with them, there was going to be not enough.
所以他们终于也要遇到没有食物的时候。
So eventually they will run out of food.
人很容易忘记神过去的作为，神过去的恩典。
Humans are often forget what God has done for them before.
我们总是只是看到摆在眼前的困难。
We often see the difficulty in front of us.
所以我们总是只是活在眼前的遭遇跟困难里头。
We often live a life that face many difficulty and problems.
其实这样子对我们对周遭的人在信仰上都很容易造成一些伤害。
In reality, in this way, that often will hurt our faith.
所以我们从历史我们来得到这样的教训。
So from the history that we can learn these lessons.
求神帮助我们，让我们总是能够看得更远。
So ask God to help us that we can see even further.
以色列人在旷在路途当中他们没有食物了。
During the journey of going to land in Canaan, Israelite ran out of food.
我们知道神要将食物来赏赐给他们。
We know that God also will send down the food for them to eat.
人的遭遇神都是知道的。
What man has encountered, God also knows.
这个神迹总是要发生。
This miracle eventually will happen.
但是我们想想看，我们是用怎样的态度来得着神的这个恩典。
So we can see what kind of attitude we want to receive from God's blessings.
我们应该选择一个对的态度让神能够称赞我们的态度才对。
So we should choose the right attitude so that God can we can please God.
好，这个以色列人他们一样一定会得到神的恩典。
So the Israelites, the same that they will also receive the blessing of God.
但是他们常常用不对的态度。
But they often has wrong attitude towards God.
啊，这是一个最可惜的地方。
This is very unfortunate for them.
哦，所以历史像一面镜子。
So the history just like a mirror.
哦，我们。错误的，我们不用再去走一次。
What we have done a mistake, we will not do the same, go on the same path again.
请看出埃及记十六章第二节。
It's okay. Exodus chapter 16, verse 2.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。第三节。
Verse 3.
说巴不得我们早死在埃及地主的手下，那时我们坐在肉锅旁边吃得饱足，你们将我们领出来。到这旷野是要叫这全会众都饿死啊！啊，这个百姓对摩西、亚伦的怨言。
Here the community had grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
啊，这些群众他们到底是怎样的人呢
？And this community, what kind of people are these people?
他们本来是奴隶。
They used to be a slave.
他们现在得着了自由。
But now they receive freedom.
他们本来是被踩在。埃及人的脚下。
They used to be under the footstep of Egyptians.
现在他们得到了胜利。
Now they have received victory.
啊，他们曾经干渴过，没有水喝过。
They used to be thirst for water.
啊，现在他们得到了水喝。
But now they have received water.
啊，结果过去有这么好的这些记录在，但是他们却没有去想这些记录。
They used to have a great history from God.But they did not meditate about all this blessing from God.
在生活当中，真的我们很容易会有这个不满或者埋怨。
In our daily life, sometimes we grumble to God and also not satisfied.
这个常常带来对我们自己、对整个周遭一个很大的伤害。
This often will bring disaster in our life.
常常会说出一些。不应该说的话。
We often say something that sin against God.
甚至本来可能没有这样的意思。
Maybe we don't have the intention to say so.
那所说的呢，超过了事实。
But then we speak something that beyond the truth.
甚至所说的，让我们好像是在质疑这些我们的朋友或者我们的长辈。
Or maybe sometimes when we speak, there we are complaining to also the.Excuse to the elders.
摩西已经是一个超过八十岁的一个长者。
Moses is an elder that's over 80 years old.
过去的一段时间摩西是怎样的来关心他们，来带领他们
？In the past, how Moses cared for them and lead them to Egypt, out of Egypt.
但是他们现在因为发生的事情。他们却怀疑摩西。
But what happened right now? But they have doubted Moses.
为什么把我们带到这种地方来
？They complain why did Moses and Aaron led them to this place?
但是还有一个更严重的事情。
There's something that even worse.
就是我们对人常常就是在对神。
When we towards men, it's often towards God.
我们请看到第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节，摩西又说：“主晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向神发怨言，他都听见了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向主发的。摩西必须将这个事实来告诉他们。
Moses has telling this fact to the people，
说你们是在埋怨我，事实上神听见了。”
So when you grumble against me, that in reality God has heard this grumbling.
那其实你们是在对，你们是在对神埋怨。
In reality, you are grumbling against God.
从人来看，好像是我带你们到这里来。
From the eyes of God, it seems that I have led you guys to here.
事实上，今天是神带你们到这里来。
But in reality, that is God has led you guys, led you people here today.
你们的不满其实是对神的不满。
Well, you grumble against God, it grumble against us is grumble against God.
在这个知识上我们都知道神是应该敬畏的。
as in our knowledge that we understand we have to fear God.
我们都说我敬畏神。
We know that we fear God.
但是事实上我们的生活表现的不等于我们敬畏神。
But in reality, in our daily life, that our action does not fear God.
就好像当时的以色列人，他们一定是敬畏神的。
Just like the Israelites at that time, that it seems they are fearing God.
但是他们却埋怨摩西。
But in reality, they have grumbled against Moses.
所以摩西很清楚地告诉他们说，你们的怨言不是向我发的，乃是向主发的。
So Moses clearly speak to them that your grumbling against me is not against me, but it's against God.
所以这个是我们要提醒自己的。
So we often need to remind ourselves.
记得你在对人，就是在对神。
To remember when we treat others is also when we treat to God.
就好像主耶稣说，我们不能够说我爱神，但是我不爱我的弟兄。
Just like the Lord Jesus says that we cannot say if you love men, but if you don't love God.
我是恨我的弟兄，但是我是爱神的。
So if you don't love God, if you don't love men, if I hate my brother, how can I love God?
这是我们从历史上我们可以得到的教训。
This is the history that we can learn from these lessons.
但是神还是怜悯他们。
But still, God has mercy on them.
16章第4节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
摩西对神对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们，遵不遵守我的法度。神对摩西说，是的，我要从天上赐下粮食来。
God told Moses that he will rain down the food from heaven to them.
如果你是神，你要降下什么？
If you are God, what will you rain down?
你可能会想到这个索多玛、俄摩拉，神从天上降下硫磺火来。
Maybe you can think that you are like God sent down fire to the Sodom Gomorrah.
所以有人说，如果让人来当神的话，这个会很可怕。
Someone say if a man to replace God, this is very dreadful.
这个世界不晓得已经毁灭了几次。
Maybe we don't know how many times this world will be destroyed.
神总是非常的怜悯。
God is always merciful.
他不是降下硫磺火，他是降下玛拿来。
He did not send down the fire, but he sent down bread.
今天我们能够活得好好的。
Today we can still live in a good life.
就是因为神的怜悯。
Because it's the mercy of God.
请看诗篇103篇。
Also got Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇第十节。
Psalm 103 verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。请念。
Psalm 103 verse 10. He does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our inequities.
这是我们为什么能够活得好好的。
This is the reason that we can still live and alive.
因为神没有照我们的罪，照我们的过患来对待我们。
Because God did not treat us as our sin deserved.
所以我们总是生活在神的爱跟神的怜悯之下。
So we often living under God's love and mercy.
所以神没有降下硫磺火，神从天上来赐粮食给这些百姓。
So God did not send down fire, but instead send down bread to the people.
那整个出埃及记十六章就在讲到神所赐下的玛拿来。
The whole chapter of Exodus chapter 16 describes how God sent down rain down manna to the people of Israel.
那当他们第一次看到这个东西的时候
，When they first time see the manna，
他们彼此问说这个是什么东，这个是什么
？They ask each other what is this manna？
那这个玛拿的意思啊。玛拿，我们是翻它的音啊。那它希伯来文的意思就是这是什么
？A manna in Hebrew meaning what is this？
因为这是他们从来没有看过的。
Because it's something that they have never seen before。
这个看起来不是很我们请看一下圣经的描述。
That's right, Bible。
十六章的十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 14。
露水上升之后，不料野地面上有如白霜的 小延误。十五节
，Verse 15。
以色列人看见不知道这是什么，就彼此对问说：“这是什么呢？”啊，摩西对他们说：“这就是主给你们吃的，啊，吃的食物。”啊，这里在写说这个玛拉啊，它是好像这个白色的哈，啊，的小延误。
Here I describe manna, it's just like a dew and thin and flake, like a frost.
哦，是从天上来的。
It came from heaven.
啊，是他们以前所没有看过、所没有吃过的。
It's something that they have never eaten and seen before.
啊，这要来维持他们的生命。
And this will sustain their life.
啊，这个要给他们每一天的饱足。
So this will to feed them every day before.
看起来是一个小延误。
It seems like this is a very small dew.
但是却是他们生活当中不能够少的。
But this is something is necessary in their life.
主耶稣就曾经说过，他就是天上来的粮食。
The Lord Jesus once has said that he is the bread of life.
主耶稣，当我们看到这个玛拿的时候，让我们想到主耶稣。
When we see the manna, we have remind ourselves as Lord Jesus Christ.
当时以色列人有这些玛拿，就可以让他们度过这个整个路程。
At the time, the Israelite has manna that will help them go through the walk through the journey of the desert.
今天我们同样的这条天国路走得完吗？好不好走
？The same as today that.Can we walk on a journey to heaven as the same way as Israelite?
今天如果我们有主耶稣，我们就能够走完这一条天国路。
So today we have Lord Jesus Christ, we can finish the journey to go to heaven.
所以我们要看重天上来的粮食。
So we have to emphasize from the bread from heaven.
常常看重主耶稣在我们的生活当中。
So we often need to focus and emphasize that the Lord Jesus is among us.
我们在做任何的事情，常常想到有没有邀请主耶稣来参加。
So no matter what we do things in our lives, is the Lord Jesus abide with us?
当时这个玛拿是降在这些悖逆的以色列人当中。
At the time, the manna came down from the rebellion Israelite.
今天主耶稣来到世界，来到罪人的当中。
Today, Lord Jesus came among the sinner.
他不是带来审判，他带来给我们恩惠。
He did not bring judgment, but he brings blessings.
天上的神，他卑微自己来到世界上。
The heavenly God from above, he came to this world for us.
当主耶稣来的时候，一样有好多的人，他们在问说：“这到底是谁？”
When the Lord Jesus came to this world, the same that many people ask, "Who is this person?"
请看约翰福音啊。第一章。
So in John chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Verse 10, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，很多人对他存着一个疑问。
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, many people had questioned him.
甚至有人是用瞧不起的态度在看主耶稣。
Some people even looked down and scorned and mock him.
说这个不是木匠的儿子吗
？So isn't this is the son of carpenter？
当他们听到主耶稣的讲论，他们问说他从哪里学到这些
？When they heard the Lord Jesus teaching, they asked, "Where does this person learn from this teaching?"
但是主耶稣却要带给人丰盛的生命。
But the Lord to come here to bring the vivid life to the mankind.
主耶稣要带给人每一天的需要。
The Lord Jesus brings the necessary need to the people every day.
就好像当时他们所不明白的玛拿，带给他们每一天的需要。
Just like the Israelites at the time, they do not understand the purpose of manna, which is bringing food every day.
所以当我们发现主耶稣在我们生活当中是这么的重要，
so when we discover that how Lord Jesus Christ is very important in our life，
我们真的常常提醒自己，我们要有一个对的态度来领受主耶稣的恩典。
We often need to remind ourselves we have a right attitude to receive the blessing of God。
啊，当时他们是要蹲下弯腰去捡这个玛拿。
So at the time when they need to kneel down and to receive this manna from above。
哦，这是一个很重要的一个态度。
And this is a very right attitude。
用对的态度来就近主耶稣，来领受主耶稣的恩典。
To have the right attitude, receive the blessing of God。
啊，我们就真的来领受了主耶稣所要给我们的力量。
So we truly receive the power from the Lord Jesus。
真的，我们能够跟主耶稣的圣洁有份。
So that we can have be part of the holiness with Christ。
所以我们在任何时候啊，我们常常提醒自己，我用怎样的态度在领受、在祈求主耶稣的恩典。
So no matter what, any time that in any moments that we should always think about how the Lord gave us blessings。
所以他们吃的这一个问题终于得到解决。
So the problem of for their food, there is a way to solve this problem。
哦，这个玛拿是不断的、继续的来赏赐给他们。
So this manna continuously came from above, from heaven。
哦，一直到他们进了迦南地。
Until all the way they entered the Land of Canaan。
哦，今天主耶稣给我们的帮助也是一直到啊，我们走完了这个世界的道路。
Today, the help of Lord Jesus to us is the same that continue to help us for the journey all the way to enter the kingdom of God.
到了十七章，他们又遇到了问题。
Exodus chapter 17, they continue to face more challenging problems.
这些百姓他们还是所显示出来的还是很无知。
And the Israelites still was, seems they're, still facing many problems and difficulty。
哦，所以他们还是没有学会说信靠神。
They're ignorant, but they did not learn how to trust unto the Lord。
哦，他们的习惯就是向摩西埋怨。
And their habit is to grumble to Moses。
哦，所以让我们看到人生活当中的这种习惯，哦，是很难改的。
So we can see that in daily life, man's habit is very hard for a person to change their bad habits。
哦，所以很小的事情，但是如果没有好好的去对待的话，是永远改不了的。
Perhaps it's just a little small habit, the bad habits, if we don't have determination to change, it will be very hard for us to change。
哦，想想看，我们是不是有一些反复一直出现在我们生活当中，我们觉得应该改而没有改掉的。
We might think that if there are some weaknesses continue to happen in our daily life, do we make a determination to change this?
哦，在读出埃及记的时候，有时候我们真的对这些以色列人会觉得说，真的是很生气，很让人失望。
When we read the book of Exodus, maybe we are very angry at this people of Israel and very has no hope for these people.
他们生活在神的神迹里头，但是他们却好像都不会感恩。
They're living in a life of miracle from God, but they do not show appreciation and gratitude to God.
哦，但是我们看看我们自己。
But when we look at ourselves,
难道今天我们不是生活在神的恩典、神的神迹里头吗？
Isn't us today is also living under God's miracle and blessings?
那我们每一天的生活都充满着感谢吗？
Isn't our life every day, living a life of thanksgiving?
啊，其实有时候我们发现说，我们跟这些以色列人其实差不了多少。
Sometimes we discover that we are just the same as these Israelites.
哦，所以我们在看这些历史的故事啊，不是只是故事而已。
So when we read the history of this story, it's not just a story.
其实我们是在看自己。
So when we actually looking to ourselves.
其实我们常常就是这个故事当中的人物之一。
Actually, in reality, that we are one of these people from this history story.
这样我们才真的能够对我们得到造就。
So in this way, when we look at it, we will be edified.
请看出埃及记十七章第四节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 4.
第四节，摩西就呼求主说：“我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。”
Verse 4, then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me."
摩西向神祷告。
Moses cried out and prayed to God.
啊，这些愤怒的百姓甚至要用石头来打摩西。
These Israelites, filled with anger, even they want to stone Moses to death.
哦，今天我们很容易因为自己的困难而来责怪别人。
Sometimes because some we have facing difficulty that we will complain and complain to others.
常常因为我们的愤怒而导致我们攻击最爱我们的人。
Sometimes because of anger and hot temper, then we will stumble others, someone we love.
那些爱我们的人反而受我们的攻击。
Those people who love us will be in reality attacked by us.
这个长久以来摩西是这么的爱他们。
And throughout the period of time, the Moses was continued to love them.
哦，他们也都认为摩西是他们大家的家长。
They also believe that Moses is their the household, the leader in the household.
哦，他们也实在感受到摩西对他们的爱。
They also felt the love from the Moses to them.
摩西也是那也是舍弃他的家庭来爱这些百姓。
Moses also forsake their family to love the Israelite.
但是在这个时候，他们生气的时候，他们攻击那个爱他们的人。
But at this moment, the Israelites were angered and attacked Moses, the someone who they loved.
哦，这是人的生活。
And this is the life of men.
哦，当我们生气的时候
，When we have anger in us,
啊，被我们伤害的常常是那些爱我们的人。
The person who we harm the most is the someone we love.
啊，所以生气好不好呢？
So is angry a good thing?
生气带来的伤害是有这么大。
What are some of the harm that brings from anger?
哦，你想想看，一个爱你的人被你攻击。
We think about someone that who we love will be attacked by us.
你知道他有多伤心吗
？Do you know how much that person feels sorrow because this?
哦，我们怎么会去做这种事情？
Why do we do such things like this?
我们都觉得我们不会去伤害那个爱我们的人。
We often think that we will not harm or hurt someone who we love.
但是在我们生气的时候，我们其实就是这么做了。
Sometimes when we have anger in us, that this is what we have done so.
啊，摩西对神说：“我要怎么做
？”Moses asked God, "What shall I do?"
这个也是给我们一个很好的提醒。
This is also a great reminder for us.
啊，摩西知道将问题带到哪里去。
Moses knows where to bring the problem to.
很多的时候，人在危机当中，人想要自己来处理自己的问题。
And many times, people in crisis, the men will use their own way to solve their crisis.
甚至人在危机当中，人很容易的离开神。
Sometimes, even when men in through crisis, they will leave and depart from God.
怎样的信仰是伟大的信仰？
What is a great faith?
在危机当中更是亲近神，更是求告神。
And that is through the crisis, this person even draw near to God.
我们看到历史当中的这些信仰伟人，他们的表现就是这样子。
We can see some of the saints has great faith, they have a great history and story.
但以理面对着要被扔到狮子坑里头。
And Daniel was facing to throw into lion's den.
他已经遭受到生命的威胁。
He has facing through the life crisis.
他仍然一样，一天三次面向耶路撒冷祷告。
He continued pray three times facing Jerusalem.
他没有停止这个亲近神的这件事情。
He has not stopped drawing near to God.
在危险当中，他没有离开神。
Through the crisis, he did not depart from God.
哦，所以他胜过了狮子坑。
So he had overcome the lion's den.
保罗、希拉在监狱里头，在最痛苦、最黑暗的时刻里头。
Paul and Silas in jail, in prisons, that this is the darkest time in their life.
为什么他们会来到腓立比的地方
？How, why they came to this place and Philip.
因为他们看到异象。
Because they have seen visions.
他们来这里做什么？
What's the reason they came to this place?
他们来这里传福音。
They came here to preach.
那么现在他们在哪里？
So where are they now?
他们被鞭打了，他们被下在监牢里。
They have been whipped and to sent down to jail.
他们是不是应该有疑问埋怨神呢？
So shouldn't they have questions and grumble to God and ask God?
他们之所以不一样，就是因为他们没有埋怨神。
The reason they are different than others is because they did not grumble against God.
所以他们祷告唱诗。
So they pray and sing him praise God.
在最黑暗的时刻里头，神有办法。
Even through the darkest time in their life, God has a way to bring them out.
神总是能够开出一条路来的。
God will always have provide a way for them to come out.
但是问题在于，在最黑暗的时刻里头，我们站在哪一边？
The problem is, when the darkest times, where do we stand?
我们是不是仍然站在神的那一边？
Are we still standing in the side, to next to the side of God?
黑暗的时刻，它总是会过去的。
A time of darkest time will always flee away.
但是当我们回过头看的时候，
So when we turn back and look,
在那段黑暗的时刻里头，神跟我们同在，但是我们是站在神这一边呢，还是站在另外一边？
In the darkest time when we look, are we standing next to God or are we standing next to something else?
为什么我们会常常会有这种后悔或者觉得羞愧？
Why do we often have this regret and shame?
因为在最黑暗的时刻，神跟我们同在，我们却没有站在神那一边。
Because in the darkest time that God abide with us, but we did not stand next to God.
十七章的第五节。
Chapter 17, verse 5.
主对摩西说：“你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带以色列人，带以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。”第六节。
Verse 6.
我必在河烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。神的帮助就来到。
The help of God came down upon the Israelite.
所以神的专长就是把人的所谓不可能成为可能。
And God said the miracle often happens, things that is impossible become possible.
我们常常认识一个人之后，我们想要知道说他的专长，他的专业是什么。
When we know someone, we often want to know what's their specialty.
我们有没有想过，那么神的主耶稣的专长是什么？
Have we ever think what the Lord Jesus Christ's specialty?
我们请参考马太福音十九章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew verse 19, chapter 19.
马太福音十九章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 25.
门徒听见这话，就稀奇的很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？”门徒对主耶稣提出一个问题。
The disciple has asked Lord Jesus a question.
就是说，照你这么说，得救太困难了，有谁能够得救
？So according to you, to be saved is very difficult. Who can be saved?
二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
”Says with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
所以神的专长是什么
？So what's God's specialty?
在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
记得神的专长是什么
？Let's remember what God's specialty.
所以在摩西很困难的时候，神要让不可能成为可能。
So when Moses facing difficulty, God will allow the things that is impossible become possible.
神要摩西击打磐石，从磐石流出水来。
God wants Moses to strike the rock so the rock can come out water.
今天主耶稣就是我们的磐石。
Today, Lord Jesus Christ is our rock.
这是坚定稳固的磐石。
This is a stable and firm, steadfast rock.
我们要去知道我们有这一个磐石。
We have to know that we have this rock.
而主耶稣他也实在是为我们打破了他的身体。
So Lord Jesus Christ also broke himself for us.
他为我们受了击打，为我们受了鞭伤。
He was struck and also whipped by others because for us.
当时水从磐石流出来。
At the time the water came out from the rock.
从主耶稣的身上流出他的宝血来。
Just like the blood, precious blood came out from the body of Christ.
成为我们洗罪的前沿。
Become our the way to wash our sin away.
当时以色列人他们需要这一个被击打的磐石。
At the time, the Israelites need this water came out from the rock.
今天这个被击打的磐石就在我们的生活当中。
Today, this rock being struck is among us.
摩西就邀请这些百姓来饮用从磐石流出来的水。
Moses tell the Israelites to drink this water from the rock.
今天神亲自来邀请我们。
Today, God want us.And himself personally want us to do so.
我们来得享这个生命的活水。
To receive the living water.
请看启示录二十二章。
Look at Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse
十七节。
17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride says, "Come, and let him who hears says, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gifts of the water of life."
圣经里头有很多神的邀请。
The Bible many times God has invited.Others.
这是圣经里头最后的一个邀请。
This is the last request and invite from the Lord.
这是一个来得着生命水喝的邀请。
This is the way that we see the water of life from God.
只要我们，当我们觉得干渴的时候
，If we feel thirst,
我们都可以来白白的取生命水喝。
Then we can freely receive the water of life.
我们不要忘了这个最后的邀请。
Let's not forget about this last invitation.
常常提醒自己，现在就接受邀请。
We often remind ourselves right now to accept this invitation.
请翻回出埃及记十七章第七节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他给那地方起名叫玛撒，就是试探的意思；又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思，因为以色列人争闹，又因为他们试探主说，主是在我们中间，不是，他们就，摩西就给那个地方起了这样的名字。
Moses had called this place Massa.
他们试探神，他们不相信神。
Because they had tested God and did not believe in the Lord.
他们在那里充满着争闹。
They will have a quarrel among them.
我们现在的信仰情况是在哪里呢
？Today, let's look at our faith in our life. Where are we at right now?
我们是不是也在玛撒，也在米利巴
？Are we also in Massa and also Meribah?
我们主耶稣已经为我们受了击打。
The Lord Jesus Christ, because us, He has been struck.
我们不应该生活在这个玛撒跟米利巴里头。
We should not live in a life in Massa and also Meribah.
他们没有水喝的这个事情。也得到了解决。
They do not have water, but this problem has been solved.
他们得到了重新得到了滋润，重新恢复了他们的精神。
They have received moisture and nutrient and received life.
现在他们要面对着一个征战。
Now they have to face a battle.
所以主耶稣说，在这个世界上你们有苦难。
So the Lord Jesus Christ, in this world, that we will face suffering and difficulty.
纵然我们信了主耶稣，我们的人生不是保证一帆风顺的。
Although we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, that does not mean that our life will be peaceful all time.
这一次的困难是从人来的。
And this time, the difficulty is from men.
在出埃及记十七章第八节开始提到亚玛力人， 要来攻击他们。
In Exodus chapter 17, verse 8, had described Amalekite come to have battle with them.
他们要面对着征战。
And attack the Israelite, they had to face this battle.
今天我们也来看，我们如何来看这一场的征战呢？
So today, how can we look at this battle?
第一个，我们提醒自己，我们也是身处在征战当中。
First, we have to remind ourselves we also live in a life of battle.
这些亚玛利人是要来阻挡他们。
These Amalekites want to stop them.
今天我们也常常在信仰生活里头会遭遇到从人来的阻挡。
Today, in our daily life, in our faith, we also have faced men try to attack us in our faith.
那事实上，那个背后常常就是撒旦的工作。
But behind this is the work of Satan.
所以我们常常在提到我们人生的方向或者教会的方向。
So often think about our direction in church and also our life.
我们不要忽略了教会，我们个人是在征战当中这个方向。
That's not a neglect about in church and also in our life that we are in the battle.
我们不是只是在这里聚会，在这里传福音。
We're not only here to have service and also preach to others.
我们不是只是在累积我们奉献的金额。
We're not only to accumulate what we offer to God.
我们不是只是来到会堂这里，我们来办一些这个聚会崇拜的活动。
We're not only come here to have a fellowship and get together have service.
我们要记得，我们都在征战当中。
We have to always remind ourselves that we are in the battle.
我们是一起来面对敌人，跟敌人征战。
We are all together facing enemy to have battles.
因为这个永生永恒常常被轻看了。
To fight these battles, we often neglect and to see about this salvation.
今天有很多的今天有很多的基督教会。
Today there's many Christians in other denominations.
哪一种信息是最受欢迎的？
What are the message that is the most popular?
就是这个生活的应用。
And it is the
life application.
Life applications.
因为这是很实在的，就是今天你的生活。
And this is very in reality. This is what we face every day in our life.
教你怎样。这个有一个美满幸福的婚姻。
To teach us have a harmony marriage.
教你怎样来教导小孩。
To teach us how to teach our children.
教你如何在社会上能够更成功。
To teach us how to be a successful person in this society.
这个是现在最受欢迎的信息。
This is the most popular message from other churches they are preaching.
人所看到的就是我现在的生活。
And what man has seen is emphasized now.
我们不是在否认我们现应该有一个更成功的生活。
And we're not saying that we should not have a successful life.
但是这个不能够取代了那个将来那个永生的这个永生的信息。
But this cannot replace our salvation in the future.
但是我们看到整个趋势是这个所谓的永恒永生是一直的被忽略。
So we often see the trend of salvation often neglect by others.
这个就是征战。
And this is a battle itself.
我们看到这个人的这个所谓纯正的信仰常常在摇摆不定。
So often see this pure faith is very shaken.
人在信仰的追求里头其实也只是在追求满足自己。
In our faith, we often seeking for satisfaction ourselves.
让自己有那种成功的成就感。
So that we often feel that we accomplish something that to satisfy us.
我们看到基督教界的道德标准一直在被妥协。
And we can see the society in Christianity, the moral value has continued to decrease.
所谓敬虔的生活是一直的在瓦解。
What is godly life continue to slowly to decrease?
所以我们是不是正在我们是不是身处在征战当中呢？
Are we still living a life in a battle?
今天主耶稣拣选我们在真耶稣教会里头。
Today the Lord Jesus Christ chose us to in the True Jesus Church.
就是要让我们装备自己去面对征战。
So that we can equip ourselves to face this battle.
保罗说，他所传的福音就是神的大能。
Paul had described what he had preached is the power of God.
今天我们所传的福音就是使徒他们所传的福音。
Today what we preach is the same message as an apostle did.
今天我们所领受的就是使徒他们所领受的圣灵。
What we receive the Holy Spirit today, the same Holy Spirit back in the apostle days.
所以我们一定能够得胜，这个是肯定的。
So we will indeed have a victory battle.
只是我们有没有常常提醒自己我们在征战当中。
So we often need to remind ourselves if we are in the battles.
请看到十七章十一节。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 11.
十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。十二节。
Verse 12.
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。摩西与亚伦扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。在征战当中啊，我们会有疲惫的时候。
Through the time of battling, we might feel tired.
啊，当时是耶稣亚带领一些人出去征战。
At the time that Joshua had led the Israelites to fight against this battle.
啊，但是以色列人有一项秘密的武器。
But Israelite has this secret weapon.
啊，就是摩西在山上。
That is Moses on up to the mountain.
当摩西举手，以色列人就得胜。
When the hands of Moses lift up, and they will win the battle.
啊，当摩西手垂下来，亚玛利人就得胜。
When the hands of Moses fall, and the Amalekite will win the battle.
但是摩西的手会花沉，会垂下。
But the hands of Moses will grow tired and fall.
啊，结果亚玛利人就又胜过了以色列人。
And sat down so that Amalekite will overcome in victory over the Israelite.
摩西是神的工人。
Moses is a servant of God.
他的手有花尘垂下的时候。
Sometimes his hands is tired and sat down.
所以我们也要去发现这个事实。
So we also need to realize this fact.
教会的这些圣工人员，他们有疲惫的时候。
Some of the holy workers at church sometimes they are tired.
很多的时候我们在侍奉当中也伴随着我们的这种疲惫。
Many times when we serve God, we might feel tired.
比如说我们很认真的在这里来学习道理。
For example, that we have spent our time here to learn the teaching of God.
我们也是在跟我们沉重的眼皮在征战。
So we also have battle against our tiredness in the eyes.
在侍奉当中一定会伴随着这个疲惫。
Through the time of serving God, sometimes we will feel tired.
在属灵的征战当中会有疲惫的时候。
In this spiritual battle, sometimes we often will feel tired too.
但是如何在这疲惫当中我们还是能够得胜。
So how can we win and have victory in life while we are still tired?
我们还能够得胜，能够打胜。
So we can still have the victory battles.
这里给我们一个很重要的教训。
Here has teach us a great teaching.
我们需要彼此来扶持，彼此来帮助，彼此来扶住这个疲乏的手。
So we have to help each other to lift up this tired hand.
这是一个很重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
因为我们没有一个人是超人。
So there's no one is a Superman.
我需要你的帮助，你也需要我的帮助。
I need your help, and also you need my help.
现在我扶着你疲倦的手，以后你来扶住我疲倦的手。
So now I held out your tired hand, as later on that you will help me to help my tired hand.
这里说到亚伦跟布尔，他们就搬了石头来。
Here I describe Joseph and Hur that have brought the rock.
他们两边来扶着摩西的手。
And that two places held up Moses' hand.
今天我们要常常去想到，我如何来帮助 我的弟兄姐妹，我的同工。
So today we have to think, how can we help our co-worker, of, holy worker, and also our friends?
我们很需要彼此很切实的代祷。
So we have to intercede for our friends and also our co-worker.
好，我们每一个人的眼睛都很亮。
Everybody has their eyes is very bright.
我们很容易就看到别人缺失的地方。
We often see other people's weaknesses.
我们很容易会发现别人在侍奉上没有做好的事情。
We often discover someone has weaknesses when they serve God.
我们也很容易就能够就会把它说出来。
We often will speak and complain about this.
是的，有不理想的地方，我们应该讲出来，应该来改进。
Yes, maybe some of the work is not as good that we will speak out to change become better.
但是那个态度很重要。
But the attitude is very important.
不是那种指责或者论断。
We're not accuse somebody and also grumble against that person.
我们应该是像保罗所说的，是用爱心来谈这些事情。
We just should do the same as what Paul had described.That use love to bring towards that person.
因为我们需要互相来扶持。
Because we need to help each other.
所以，在检讨当中，大家是互相有勉励的话语。
So through the time when we meditate what we have done wrong, that we have to comfort each other.
那个才是真正的一种灵里头的团契。
To encourage each other, so this is we have a fellowship in our spirituality.
这样大家才能够一起来得享这个胜利的成果。
So that all of us can receive this victory battle.
当时摩西他们在山上就留给我们这个好的榜样。
So at the time Moses and Aaron heard, they have gave us a great example to follow.
一开始的时候，亚伦跟户珥他们大概不晓得他们来做什么。
In the beginning, Aaron and Hur does not know why they come to the mountain to do.
因为那个举手是摩西的手。
And when they held out the hand, that's the hand of Moses.
但是渐渐的，他们去发现了，他们有他们的角色。
Eventually, they have discovered they also play a role in this battle.
他们要帮助扶住摩西的手。
They have to help to hold out the hand of Moses.
所以我们要去留意。到底我们能够带给人什么帮助
？So we have to pay attention. What can we do to help others?
所以摩西的手能够一直举到日落，打败了敌人。
The hand of Moses continued to lift up until the sunset.
以色列人打败了他们的敌人。
Israelite had defeated the Amalekite, their enemy.
如果我们能够这样彼此来扶住对方的手，胜利属于我们大家的。
So if we can help each other to hold out our hands, the victory is for us.
17章15节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
15节，摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是主是我的旌旗。
Verse 15, Moses built an altar and called it the Lord is my banner.
当大家在想这个成果谁的功劳最大？
When everyone was thinking the who can take this credit for the winning battle.
是那个勇敢的耶稣亚吗
？Is it the courageous Joshua?
耶稣亚带着人是真的在战场上，在征战。
Indeed, Joshua brought the people in the battle to fight.
但是我们又看到摩西在山上的举手。
But we also see the hand of Moses was lifted up on the mountain.
我们也看到那些百姓。在山下的那些百姓勇敢在征战。
So we also can see the Israelite physically fight in the battle.
我们也看到是亚伦跟户珥扶住摩西的手。
We also can see Aaron and Hur help out the hands of Moses.
当时摩西他们做了一件也很对的事情。
At the time, Moses they have done one thing that's right.
他们是将荣耀归给神。
They have give all the glory to God.
所以。筑了一座坛，称它为主是我的旌旗。
So they have built an altar and called the Lord is my banner.
所有的荣耀是神的。
All the glory belong to God.
今天一样，所有的荣耀我们归给神。
Today is the same that all the glory should belong to God.
啊，之所以会有成果，是我们每一个人都尽了我们的本分，尽了我们的一份力量。
So what we can accomplish is because that we have performed our own duty and our strength towards this battle. 啊，
每一份力量都是需要的，都是必须的。
The power from each one of us is necessary.
如果我们觉得有哪一件事情做得不够完美，
Sometimes we think one thing may not done as very perfect.
我们如果觉得什么事情做得不够成功，
or we have done something that's not successful.
我们要问问自己，是不是因为就是少了我这一份力量？
We have to ask ourselves because it's because lack one strength from me.
或许我们觉得我这一份力量很小，但是你知道吗？这也是不可少的一份。
So maybe we think that we have only a small amount of power.But this is also necessary power to put for everyone.
神既然拣选了我们，我们每一个人都是这个团体所需要的。
God has chosen us, so each one of us will put to use from God.
神看重我们，我们不要轻看自己。
When God has chosen us, so we should not look down on ourselves.
一起默祷。
Let's all bow and pray silence.